This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Lorenzo De Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation. He is in Milano, Italy, and there's fresh news of the virus, the vaccine, and caution throughout Europe. The Italian government in recent days announced that taxis can carry only two people, following the reporting of the New York Times, unless they are family members, and allowed the health authorities or the railway police to stop trains if passengers had symptoms that could be associated with the virus. Said the Foreign Minister of Italy, Luigi Di Maio, "I am worried about an increase in infections ahead of Christmas." Lorenzo, a very good day to you. Thank you very much. The concern seems to center on the Austrian border and the Slovenia border with Italy. Friuli Venezia Giulia is the province. This is well to the west of you in Lombardia, where the virus struck very badly in the winter and spring of 2020. What is now the opinion of the people on the borderland? Are they reverting to lockdowns? Are they looking to more caution? Is there a story about vaccination in those parts of Italy? Good day to you.
Good day to you, John, as well. And let me say that your Italian is improving very well. Congratulations. Well, the situation is getting critical, and we are very concerned, particularly those areas that you mentioned, because they are close by the border with Austria and Slovenia. They have a higher increase of infection rate compared to the rest of Italy. There is also another reason. Those areas are areas where they have also the lowest rate of people vaccinated. You know, Italy is the country which has very likely in Europe the highest rate of people being vaccinated. We are around 85, above 85%. And so those areas are now facing a problem also because their contacts with Austrian people and Slovenia people. You know that there is a very, very fresh news from Austria. The government decided to make vaccination compulsory to all the Austrian people starting from next 1st of February 2022. And this is the fourth country in the world and the first country in the Western world and in Europe. So the situation of the Central Europe is worrying us a lot. Of course, we have an increase of the infection rate, but not as much as the other European countries. Just to give you an understanding in terms of numbers, last week the rate of infection was 78 people per 100,000 citizens, and today the rate has been increased to 98. But we don't have an increase so much as in the other country in terms of hospitalization and people pass away because of the virus.
We have news from Rome. Health Minister Roberto Speranza told lawmakers in the Chamber of Deputies within these last days that anyone 40 years or older can get the booster shot starting on December 1st, so soon enough. Italy has offered boosters to those 60 years older so far who received their last vaccine 6 months earlier. The country hasn't been as hard hit, says the report from U.S. News, in the latest wave as some northern countries, Austria and Germany. Why I'm paying attention to this is that the third jab here is prevalent. It's everywhere. I have had the third jab of Moderna. It is said to be useful in reducing the likelihood of hospitalization and certainly of death. I believe that now comes to Italy. But, Lorenzo, here's the mystery. It doesn't prevent the virus from breaking through. It just reduces the likelihood of hospitalization. There is anecdote now everywhere that the virus can get through, especially because we might be dealing with a variation of the Delta in this fourth wave. So what is the opinion in Rome? Is Italy looking at a bleak Christmas? You know how important Christmas is to you. You taught me that a year ago when it was bleak.
Christmas is absolutely important for Italy. And right now there is a discussion between the chairman, the president of the region, and the central government. The president of the region are worried that Christmas could be a sort of shutdown, and they don't want to have it at all. And so they are pressing the central government to introduce a certain lockdown only for those Italian citizens that are not vaccinated. I mean that those that have been vaccinated can go freely and do everything as we are doing right now. But in case the situation can get worse, what they are pressing the central government is to introduce limitation to people that are not vaccinated. On the other side, on the central government and for certain constitutional, let's say, rights, they don't want to introduce limitation to a certain category of people because they don't want to make a distinction between vaccination, vaccinated and not vaccinated. So they are pressing a lot to introduce the third dose of vaccine by decreasing, let's say, the age that will be allowed to get this third dose, and try to, let's say, make a lot of communication through the TV, particularly they have increased the spot that speaks about the benefit of being vaccinated, so to distribute this, let's say, communication to all the people in order to increase the percentage and reach that threshold of 90% of Italian people having got at least a dose of vaccine. This is for them the most important point to avoid a chaos in the hospital.
Back to the Friuli Venezia Giulia province. It contains Trieste. Trieste is very close to Slovenia. Does this mean that there are doubts about Trieste for winter? Is there danger there of it being shut down?
Yes, because as I said, Friuli Venezia Giulia and the other region, Trentino Alto Adige, in between there is Veneto, the region of Venice that is so famous. Those area have the border that is also the, let's say, the line of our Alps, our mountain chain. So they have a lot of activities for winter tourism, and so they are worried that such a situation may jeopardize the Christmas. And of course, they are also worried about the decrease of tourists going there, particularly also from the region that are on the border, from Austria, from Germany, and so on. So it's a critical time for the time being for those parts of Italy.
Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation, reporting on what we know so far. This is a moving story. There's nothing fixed right now in Italy. The central government is so far not making mandates comparable to what we see in Austria. Certainly Germany is now concerned about the rise in hospitalizations. The virus is always prospers in wintertime. We learned that a year ago. So as we go forward closer to Christmas, Lorenzo will report on us about how Milano is faring and Lombardia, the region that was most very much devastated in the first iteration of the virus a year since. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.